the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. Suicide bombers staged a series of attacks Friday in northeastern Nigeria, killing four of themselves and two civilian defense fighters. In the early morning, police challenged two women and a man running towards a checkpoint opposite the Federal High Court in Maiduguri. One woman set off her device, killing herself and the male accomplice. Police said the other woman survived and was being questioned. Authorities say two other suicide bombers blew themselves up at a bus and taxi station on the outskirts of the city. The United States said Thursday that it will press for a UN arms embargo against those responsible for the violence in South Sudan, which has dramatically escalated along ethnic lines. But getting the council to agree to an arms embargo and targeted sanctions may be difficult. Some Security Council members expressed reluctance, fearing that such a measure would be difficult to enforce and that it would hurt the Juba government while favoring the opposition. Syrian government aircraft and artillery backed by Russia have intensified their offensive against rebel-held areas of Aleppo early on Friday, killing several people, including children. It was the fourth straight day of renewed airstrikes by government warplanes since Moscow declared an end to the month-long humanitarian pause on Tuesday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has said that at least 65 civilians have been killed since the offensive resumed, and the rebels have fired more than a dozen rockets into government-held territory. The observatory also added, the rebels have been besieged in the eastern part of Aleppo by the army since July. Aid agencies say food supplies are virtually exhausted. From Washington, this is VOA.